This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I think it's pretty clear with the rise of Satanism, the occult, and Luciferianism, and this Antichrist machine that you're watching on a global scale, not just a national scale here in the United States of America, but no matter where you look, you see these fingerprints of Satan and demonic legions targeting the youth, targeting the innocent, targeting those that can't defend themselves, speaking on behalf of the population and leading people to obedience and to submission to the devil himself. And I think people are starting to realize that very clearly, that this is not only not a conspiracy theory, but this is beyond reality. It's becoming very tangible and very real. And we're going to talk about this here. Welcome to the fourth hour of the most banned transmission in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, Getter, True Social, whatever, at Drew H Live. Follow me on Rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. But I think as we go into 2024, as we go into the future, especially Christians, if you truly are born again with Bible in hand, Bible right in front of you, discerning as a blueprint, a filter with what people are saying around you, with what you are experiencing, whether it be some kind of claim to acts of supernatural wonder or powers, because these are things that the Bible says will be taking place in the last days, whether you're seeing it cosmically in our atmosphere and our skies, or whether it's a human being that claims to have supernatural abilities. I mean, this is nothing new. It's just in American culture, we are so far removed from that because, yes, we were planted as a Christian nation with Christian values, Christian foundation. I mean, that's why it's on our money. It's on our currency. And God we trust. The founding fathers understood this, that a nation must be led by a higher power via the one true God. So it makes total sense to me that as we are, you know, hundreds of years into our history, that that's being totally flipped. It's being, yes, subverted. Everything is inverted. Everything is perverted. And that's not to say let's all be blackpilled and nothing can be done. But we have to start with addressing some serious degenerate immoral problems in our culture, because this goes way beyond politics. This goes way beyond government policy. I mean, that's why they want separation of church and state, whatever the hell that means. It means absolutely nothing to me as a Christian. There's the separation of the church and nothing, because the born again should invade everything on planet Earth, because that's where this is all going to end. The total end game is the 1,000-year supremacy of Jesus Christ that nobody can get away from. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There's no getting away from that. And just the eternal rule and salvation of Jesus for all of eternity. So I hold the view that that's my view now. that's where I'm going to live in eternity. So that's going to be my view now currently in this world where God has placed me in the timeline, in the culture, in our nation, or wherever you're planted. Your Christian values don't change just because you're in a different generation. Your Christian values don't change just because you're geographically placed somewhere different. Your values don't change just because there's a language barrier. Your Christian values don't change because there's a popular political movement that seems to be succeeding without honoring Jesus Christ and obedience to the Word of God. And you're going to continue to see this. I'm glad Alex mentioned this earlier, because one of the factors that people are going to start identifying, especially in so-called right-wing, conservative, traditional spaces, one thing you're going to start to really see pop its ugly head out is how many people have truly infiltrated, I would say, MAGA, and like I said, right-wing, conservative, so-called traditional spaces. You're going to see them rise their ugly heads and push their feminism, their homosexuality, their degeneracy, their transhuman agenda, which is the worship of the depiction of Satan, Baphomet, part beast, part female, part man, all wrapped in one, which is taking God's creation, tying it all together. That's the abomination, and that's the agenda of Lucifer. You're going to see this, and you're seeing it to an extent, because the infiltrators are already here. And they get protected, actually. You're not allowed to call them out because you get blacklisted in these so-called right-wing traditional spaces, but they're going to come out even more, like the Nikki Haley's. We'll be right back.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get steroid free shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster, it's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back of stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beast for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The rise of cultural Marxism and the reality of it with the absolute rise of Black Lives Matter in 2020 and the race riots because of fentanyl Floyd, I think people started to wake up to the reality that there were communist subverters, and I think a lot of people woke up to the reality that we do have a serious problem in our universities and our Ivy Leagues with the diversity hires, including the affirmative action programs that raise up woke, low IQ blacks or minorities that absolutely have no merit or no intellectual ability to get any job done, but they're simply there because it's a racist platform and it's a racist ideology that's a system that's meant to uphold another race over another, but they call it equality and they call it diversity. You guys all know, correct. But people, when they start to experience it, that's humanity's problem, is why did it take race riots in 2020? Why did it take American businesses burning to the ground? And you got a bunch of, you know, communists. Yes, you have Antifa and you have these New World Order, you know, proxies and these paramilitary, you know, unofficial organizations that are all funded through NGOs, that are all funded through Soros proxies, running around and dismantling the entire country, burning down buildings with the fake news media cartel at the same time, in unison as a propaganda arm of this operation, claiming that it doesn't actually exist. You've heard this about Antifa. You've heard that BLM is just a peaceful organization. And every now and then there's a couple radicals that run around and they assault people. They kill people. And every now and then, you know, they just damage private and public property. But, you know, it's all for the cause because the black people are suppressed, and it's all for the cause because the black people are oppressed. So you have to tolerate it, because if you don't, you're a racist. That's the psyop right there. That's the cultural Marxism, because it's the Trojan horse is the blacks. And the ideology is the cultural Marxism, where it's a total subversion of freedom. It's an attack of the freedom of speech, the constitutional rights of Americans. It's the total attack and the suppression of anyone that takes issue with your federal government creating specialized racist programs that elevate another race over another. And we saw the installation of the Biden regime in 2021 that upped the ante on this, especially in the world of farming, where they literally have policies where farmers of color get priority to special government programs over black farmers. And so the culmination is, when people start to experience what we talk about, when people start to experience these devastating doctrines of demons, these operations, these ideologies, these plans that globalist proxies have in their white papers or these UN agendas, when people start to experience, yes, a city falling, the federal court buildings and federal buildings in Portland burning down and the deterioration of that city and that state, where you're watching in Oregon and Portland, Oregon especially, when people start to experience the impact of race riots and the flooding of fentanyl and drugs that are killing people on a daily basis, when people start to experience just how devastating these operations truly are, people start dying, people start falling, people start losing everything they possibly have, only then do people start to listen And if people are not going to listen, they're not going to do anything about it. But that's exactly where this satanic cabal needs people to be. That's why they run their psychological operations. That's why the CIA was obsessed with understanding psychic operations for the purposes of, yes, infiltrating foreign governments with remote viewing, and yes, running psychological operations to change the opinions and the minds through the media in foreign countries in order to thwart wartime propaganda. This is Cold War, etc. But also, it's weaponized against the American people. And you see all of these psychological operations with the predictive programming that's already coming through the Obamas and their movies on Netflix. Dude, okay, listen. 2023 in Davos, these globalists openly said that we will see within the next 2 years, this was in January of 2023, within the next 2 years, we will see massive cyber attacks, massive cybernetic attacks on global infrastructure. And we need to be prepared for that. And so whenever, and I hope you guys have, you know, learned this by now, is whenever these people in their writing, or whether it's audio, they're giving a speech, or they're on a panel, and they're, you know, foreseeing, and what they're doing is they're broadcasting their vision of the future. And everything they talk about is their vision of the future, the 2023. That's why they have timelines. It's the 2020 agenda, the 2021 agenda, the 2030 agenda, the 2050 agenda. They got this planned out for decades and hundreds of years. You see, where people need to really start to pay attention is you have to take them for their word, because they are fully funded and they are fully operational and they are fully about suppressing humanity for their totalitarian control. The only difference between now and I would say maybe the past 100 to 200 years is that this globalist antichrist machine has technology that makes things easier for them to run their psychological operations. So they can put out into the public, they can put out into the psyche. That's the psychological operation, because through fear, if you get people all wrapped up in their minds, fear, hysteria, the oncoming threat of death, imminent death, not only for the individual, whether it's through some kind of virus or whether it's through Putin, okay, or whether it's through a right-wing mega extremist or whether it's Donald J. Trump, the oncoming dictator that's going to rule the United States of America. The one identifying key factor, the common factor and variable that you see with every psychological operation, I mean, it doesn't matter where you look, whether it's run through the Soviets or whether it's run through the CCP or North Korea or whether it's run here, United States of America, running it on our own people. The common factor and variable will always be fear, because that is how you will psychologically manipulate the individual to accept whatever it is that is the solution. You offer the problem, you offer the threat, you stir it up, and you cause mass fear and hysteria, and people are selfish. And because people are selfish, the number one thing that they hold near and dear to themselves is their own lives and their own existence. So the New World Order and these globalist proxies, you look at the CDC, you look at the UN, you look at the GOP with Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis and the Uniparty, obviously the Democrats are involved with this. And you take a look at the current FBI that's been absolutely weaponized against the American people. It's all the same thing. Like I said, whether it's coming through Fauci, whether it's coming through Dr. Birx, or whether it's, it doesn't matter who it is. Joe Biden, if he can actually get a sentence out. Kamala Harris, the reason why they're there is because they are simply there as puppets. That's it. And that's part of the reason why I think they're attempting to really prop up Nikki Haley. Pay close attention to Nikki Haley, because Nikki Haley is, I would say, maybe the equivalent. The only thing she's missing is she's not a woman of color being black. She's the equivalent to Kamala Harris, in my opinion. And the reason why I say that is, yes, Kamala Harris is a total retard. Kamala Harris absolutely knows nothing. Kamala Harris does not have a high IQ. Kamala Harris probably got to where she's at, yes, because she got on her knees and, you know, smoked a couple poles to get where she needed to be. You guys know what I'm saying. But at the same time, the only reason someone like that, a diversity hire, is in that position is because they are meant to be obedient and take orders and not even have the ability, the intellectual ability to question them. I would argue maybe Nikki Haley is at that equivalent or maybe a little more advanced to an extent. You see, the common factor is the installation of puppets. That is history with communist authoritarian regimes where you don't have votes, you don't have the voice of the people, you don't have selections based off of a plurality of different voices within a nation or a civilization. You don't have a say in any of that. Yeah, they'll give you the illusion of that. They'll give you, you know, the smoke screens, all smokes and mirrors. Like, oh yeah, you have an election, but we're just going to, you know, rig it from, you know, behind the curtain. But I think they really are propping up Nikki Haley. You're seeing a lot of globalist donors get behind her. Yes, I would say maybe to take away votes from Trump, to sabotage votes from Trump on the right side of things. But Nikki Haley calling for social media companies to demand private information so we could see who is who on social media. She will not denounce at all. She will not denounce at all parents taking their children to chop their penises and their breasts off. She's literally, she's insane. That's the Uniparty. Pay very close attention to these people because we are going into the future and it's
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Through the cultural Marxism, I use the example of 2020 and Black Lives Matter and the rise of the normalization of communism and the rise of the normalization of Marxism in our nation, in our culture. You saw it in the NBA and the NFL, obviously in the music industry and all over education, all over universities, K through 12. You start seeing BLM flags in kindergarten classrooms, everywhere you go. The black squares posted everywhere, people not even understanding what any of this is really about, even cucked out churches, so-called churches that are bending the knee to Black Lives Matter, a communist organization, trained Marxist organization that has anti-biblical values. I bring that up because I think cultural Marxism and that operation that's been exposed, I think we need to start talking about new terms like cultural globalism. And the reason why I bring that up to the psyche of the public is because you are beginning to see that very quickly. You are beginning to see the rise of cultural globalism, and it's the infiltration, it's the subversion, it's the ideas implemented in society in order to get society to accept what these agendas are, but also what the ideologies and the doctrines that come alongside of the agendas truly are as well. And that's why you're seeing the predictive programming in these movies of oncoming cyber attacks and what the world will look like. You're seeing these woke movies of civil war and just exactly, you know, what civil war will look like here in the United States of America. And it'll be the white supremacists versus the minorities that just want to live their lives. You know, all of this is the culmination of what they plan on doing in the future, because they put that into the psyche. They present that idea to the public, and it's something that they're familiar with, so that it's not too far off. It's psychological, because you've already seen something, you've already become familiar with something, you've already seen it manifest into reality, whether it be a sci-fi movie, a sci-fi TV, or whether it be some kind of non-fictional piece of art work. And they do this with Hollywood. They do this with Netflix. They do this in the media. And so when it finally happens and they roll it out, it's accepted in the psyche of the target. And so the target doesn't have to really think twice about it. And the target doesn't really have to question it. And the target doesn't really have to open up their mind to even think one time as if this is being done to me intentionally, and this is being done with absolutely everything. This is being done with absolutely everything. And I think 2020, with the launch of the bioweapon out of Wuhan, was a test run for this exact type of cultural globalism. Because the cultural globalism, it goes beyond the United States of America. Because we've seen cultural Marxism, there's been a shift. Because the cultural Marxists, they do have somewhat of like a sense of nationality, but it's like an authoritarian, you know, police state. It's very similar to North Korea, where they just cut the rest of the world off. They still have a sense of sovereignty and borders in order to lock their people in, not keep invaders out, but lock their people in, and yes, keep those unwanted out. But the cultural globalism and the subversion and the ideology is slightly different. This goes back to like the Tower of Babel. Because with the cultural globalism, it's a total dismantling of the fabric, the moral fabric of our society. It's the attack of biblical views. It's to collapse the moral fabric of every single family, every single individual, every single institution, and to replace it with something that is destructive, that is satanic, that is degenerate morally. And also, it's an attack on every, I would say, heavenly institution, or I would say every single marriage, for an instance, every single thing that God himself has instituted or created for humanity will be subverted, it will be attacked, and it will be replaced with the opposite, which is the Antichrist agenda, which will usher in mass global thought and acceptance. Every single institution that God has created, you take a look at marriage, the attack on marriage. You're not even allowed to oppose gay marriage. Obviously not in the left, but in the so-called traditional right side of things. You are not allowed to come out and say gay marriage is an abomination and it must be resisted and it must not be tolerated in our society. You're not allowed to say that. And yeah, it's the left that loses their mind when they say that, but it's the cucked out right that claims to be, oh, we live in a Christian nation. Hoorah. Let's win this thing back for God. Okay. Well, then let's start taking back the God-given institutions, the pillars. That's the word I'm looking for. The God-given pillars for a society to function and thrive. We could start with marriage to begin with. You're not allowed to call that out. And that's why we're losing, by the way. That's why we are losing, because we have handed over, we have been globally subverted. This globalist subversion has taken over the minds, has subverted the minds, and has hijacked even those that claim to be the traditionalists. So you're not allowed to even take a stance for traditional marriage without even being called a bigot or a homophobe, not by the left, but by the so-called traditional right. That's the subversion right there. That's the problem right there. Because you have wolves in sheep's clothing that are walking around claiming to be something that they're not. And they are the reason why we are losing the stability, the moral stability of this nation. The family, the total attack on the family. Who created the family? God created the family. That's Trinitarian. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's the original family unit right there. And we are made in the image of God. So, of course, with the cultural globalism and the satanic antichrist agenda, that will be attacked, that will be subverted, and that goes beyond a sense of, you know, national communism. This goes way beyond. This is antichrist worldwide. Our institutions of family. Recent story has come out where a Christian mother, I think this is in Oregon. This is just coming to mind right now, guys. I'm going off of memory. If you guys want to find this, it's a huge story right now. I'm sure you guys have covered it. I'd be shocked if InfoWars hasn't covered it, but it's coming to mind right now. A Christian mother in Oregon, I think her name is Mrs. Bates. Her first name, I'm lost. I'm losing it right now. She wants to adopt a child. But now the state is coming out and saying, well, your Christian views are unacceptable and you are not allowed to be a foster mother. Why? Because you have Christian views. And the state has taken it a step further, by the way, and she's suing them back. She's suing them back because that's what base Christians need to do right now. She's suing the state back because the state is violating her civil rights, particularly the First Amendment, and saying, well, if you are going to be a foster parent in this state, you have to affirm the self-identifying gender pronouns of the child. And also, you have to take your child to LGBTQ affirming events such as pride events. This is it right there. Christian mom defends her faith, sues Oregon for perverting adoption because of Christian beliefs. And part of what the state is telling her is that you must take the child. If you want to be a foster parent, you must take the child to LGBTQ affirming events. So all these 65-year-old homosexuals walking around with their penises dangling. You have to take the child to that if you want to be a foster parent to that child. Sacrifice your Christian views. Sacrifice morality. Sacrifice what you believe about marriage. Sacrifice the innocence of a child. For what? For what? You see, if the church doesn't take a stance, screw the right, screw the conservatives. They don't have the power of God. You must be born again, and then you could put up a fight. I'll tell you that. Oh, man, I'm lit.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. the Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
The cultural globalism goes even further. Like I said, with the dismantling of the God-given pillars for mankind to thrive in obedience to God, to have serious success as a civilization, those have to be dismantled. Those have to be attacked. They have to be removed. There has to be a controlled demolition of all of this. All the institutions in society have to be subverted with globalist antichrist doctrine, think, ideology, and lifestyle. You're seeing it. And you are absolutely seeing it. Like I said, with the attack on marriage, totally perverting and subverting marriage. Be fruitful and multiply with what? Homosexuals? How's that going to work? Oh, they're going to have to abduct heterosexuals' children. Oh, wow, look, they're starting to do it. Would you look at that? That is antichrist. It's satanic. It goes against the God-given pillar and foundation for mankind to successfully reproduce. There's no getting around that. There's no getting around that. I don't care what anybody says. People could say, whether left or right, that's bigoted, or I have like a gay brother or sister that doesn't like how they go after children, so they're one of the good ones, or they have a MAGA hat on, so they're one of the good ones. Like, what are you talking about? I don't care what your opinion is. I don't care if someone slaps a right-wing political label over their degeneracy and somehow that makes it okay. No. The King of Kings, let God be true and every man a liar. The King of Kings, his word, will reign true and supreme forever. Above your feelings, above your political opinion, whether it's a, you know, infiltrator, liberal and right-wing spaces, or it's just some SJW out there that just loves spreading AIDS and STDs. That's definitely a W for civilization, and that's definitely not part of the agenda of depopulation, isn't it, guys? Of course it is. You're not going to have a population of sodomites thriving. Name me one civilization in human history that has succeeded to this day, hundreds, thousands of years, that is full-blown homosexual and thriving and succeeding.
Oh, well, look at America.
Oh, yeah, look where America's going. We are not going to last long, ladies and gentlemen. Just read Romans chapter 1. I'll leave it at that. But the attack of the family, the dismantling of traditional marriage, the genesis of mankind, the Antichrist, it's satanic. And then they take it a step further with the transhuman agenda. And let me be honest, let me be clear here, especially on InfoWars. I don't go along with that psyop. I think it's a psyop. I think it's a satanic psychological operation to get the church and also to get mankind to use terminology that goes alongside of the worship of Baphomet. Because that's what the so-called trans community is, whether adult or child. It doesn't matter. There's no such thing as a trans person. That's satanic. That's transhuman. That's taking God's creation, male, female, and even animal. That's Baphomet, wrapping it all into one beast. It's all one. What is that? It's an abomination. Listen, if we're going to stand with God, then we have to hold the line, and we have to defend the institutions that God has given for humanity at the genesis of our existence to thrive. If we don't do that, we will lose everything. We will lose the info war. We will lose America. We will lose every institution that we have. This will not be solved with a political solution. This won't even be solved with an armed uprising. God will let you lose that too. This is only going to be solved by the King of Kings and being obedient to him and his word. And until civilization and culture decides to do that, especially conservatives that will not address these things, nothing is going to change. And I'm not being blackpilled. I'm being honest with you, because I will not be like the false shepherds of Israel in the Old Testament that were just preaching hope and everything is fine and God is happy with everybody and all's going to be okay. When in reality, God's wrath was about to destroy the people in multiple occasions, sending foreign invaders, sending his own people into slavery so that they would wake up to the realization that they are worshiping idols, they're worshiping demons behind those idols, and they worship everything but the one true God. If you think America is any different, or you think America itself is immune to that, then you are literally probably just plugged into the matrix that is ruled by Satan, the prince of darkness. The kingdom of darkness, because that whole ideology of thinking that, like, while we live in a total degenerate, moral, decayed society, that, like, this is all just going to change without any serious of repentance is what I'm calling for here. Calling for a national repentance in the media, in the church, in right-wing organizations, left-wing organizations. Calling for repentance. I'm talking about the ADL. I'm talking about Bill Gates. I'm talking about people like Elon Musk that need to give their life to Jesus as well. I'm talking about people like Vivek Ramaswamy. Give your life to Jesus as well. Everyone, bend your knee to the King of Kings now, or it's going to happen later. And people want to sit here and wonder why we're losing everything. We're losing all of these institutions. It's globalist subversion and cultural globalism. It's antichrist. It's satanic. And if you remove God from everything, now look at our schools. You take God out of the school. You take prayer out of the school. There's another globalist subversion. There's another globalist takeover. They're infiltrated. They've been infiltrated. You remove prayer from the schools. You remove the Bible from the schools. You remove even the Pledge of Allegiance from schools? One nation under God, indivisible. You're not even allowed to say that. That's bigoted. You're not even allowed to say that because that's oppression. Anything remotely close to the one true God, Jesus Christ, you remove that, there will be serious consequence. And now look at our so-called education system, flooded with LGBTQ homosexual groomers targeting children K through 12. You got the UN and the EU all getting ready, funded through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to, you know, teach little children that they're sexual beings and that they should give consent to sex to whomever they want. Wow. You remove God with that and replace it with that. It makes total sense. You want to push God out of all these institutions? You want to call that fascist? You want to call that Christian nationalism? I just call it Christian supremacy. Like, I believe in the supremacy of Jesus Christ. I'm a Christ supremacist. I believe he is supreme in my life. I believe he is supreme in this world, in this universe. I believe he is supreme in the multiple dimensional world that we cannot see. Jesus Christ is supreme overall. I don't care. Let the media say what they want. That's fine. That's totally fine. I will die on that hill. I will die on that hill. The media, whatever they want to say, if they want, oh, well, now he's claiming to be, you know, a Christian supremacist or a Christ supremacist. Well, you know, yeah, I do. And you know what? I'm going to stand on my own 2 feet and I'm going to wear that crown with honor because that's the hill that I'll die on. I'm not going to sit here and cuck out and be like, oh, my God, I can't. Please, I don't want you to identify me as, like, you know, a bad person. Or I'm going to sit here and say, well, you know, No. I'm going to stand on the word of God and spit in the face of Satan and all of his globalist proxy organizations because that's what we need right now. Otherwise, quit complaining as to why we're losing absolutely everything in the culture. But our children, our so-called education. What are the kids learning? That white people are bad, black people are supreme, and that, you know, homosexuality is your future. Oh, and by the way, if you're a biological little boy and you feel like you're a little girl, or you're a biological little girl and you feel like you're a little boy, well, that's fine. Because you could just chop your penis off, little Timmy. That's great. That's great. We'll just chop that penis off. That's fine. No. Yeah, Emily, come here, Emily. Let's chop those boobs off. Let's chop them off. Just chop them off and you can dance all over TikTok with giant scars on your chest and be totally accepted. And that's awesome. Transhuman, man. It's Baphomet, satanic. The total inversion of God's creation. We are made in God's image. So, of course, Satan is going to what? Pervert, invert that, subvert it, and destroy it. And it's all an act of worship to him. It's all an act of worship to what he wants for humanity, to what he's prescribing for mankind, to what he is dumping these doctrine of demons into the minds of civilization. And it's done through subversion. I mean, how the hell have we gotten K through 12 children to get on board with an agenda like this to just hack their bodies? And don't even get me started on abortion, dude. You know what? I'll get started on that when we come back from the break, because I'm breaking this down. We have been totally subverted by globalist satanic entities.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, we are back. You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. And if you're just tuning in, welcome aboard. You are now in the Info War. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to invite you guys to take a look at my nightly show. I go live on rumble.com/Drew Hernandez Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those coordinates are rumble.com/Drew Hernandez rumble.com/Drew Hernandez Also want to invite you guys to follow me on X, Getter or Truth. That's at Drew H. Live. Also, make sure to support the InfoWar now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com with a lot of mega super sales for New Year's going on. 40% off Vaso Beat. Order now. 25% off Survival Shield X2. 40% off DNA Force Plus. Sales up to 60% off. Free shipping and double the Patriot points. Guys, shop now. The New Year's mega super sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Get in the fight. If all you can do is support the InfoWar, then we appreciate that. We truly appreciate that, and that's needed. We are going up against Soros. We're going up against the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We're going up against the DNC. We're going up against the cucked out uniparty GOP. These are $100 billion organizations that are meant to subvert you and your family and to psychologically warp your mind, especially the deep state fake news media cartel. So support the InfoWars machine today, InfoWarsStore.com. Let's continue with what I've been calling cultural globalism and this takeover in our culture. I've given you guys all kinds of examples, and these are the pillars. I would argue these foundational pillars that God has given humanity, especially when it comes to marriage, when it comes to the family, our children, gender and sex identity, the inversion of those institutions, invading education, invading the minds of children with those doctrines of demons to attack those pillars in society. This goes back to Genesis, man. Family, traditional family, marriage, you name it. But even with the result, even with the result of procreating for mankind, babies, that's having children. I mean, we have really gotten into a place where, you know, we're not only watching a political group or a, you know, religious, it is a death cult, I mean, at this point. But we're not only watching, like, individuals advocate for abortion anymore. It's gotten to the point of just celebrating out in the open, just straight blasphemy and mocking the slaughtering of children. It is infanticide, and it is human infant dismembering, human sacrifice of their blood, babies, infants. And it's these selfish, you know, these selfish women and feminazi type minded and these cucked out men that don't want to be responsible, but they want to stick their penis in anything. But whenever a baby comes out, they don't want to deal with it. You know, that's the sacrifice, because you always hear, well, I'm not ready to have a baby. I want to live my dreams. I need to live out my career. Screw your dreams. Screw your career. If you care so much about that, then close your damn legs. It's as easy as that. But that's the sacrifice. That's the blood sacrifice. You slaughter the baby. You slaughter the infant so you can offer that up. Oh, and then you could live out your dreams. You're free to carry on and not be responsible. Of course, through the gospel, one can be healed and reconciled to God for their severe crime of abortion and committing that multiple times. The gospel offers forgiveness for that. But without that, I mean, that is the ultimate right now. I think in the United States of America, in our world, in our modern age, I mean, we make like these Aztecs, these Mayans that were into like human sacrifice. We make them look like, you know, like puppies. Okay, like we make them look like, if you could actually see, what a visual. Like if you could actually see the amount of dismembered and murdered infants in America, let's just pick America's history for the past, I don't know, 60 years. What would that look like? How grotesque would that look like? How sick and twisted? Like you think the movie Saw is bad? You think Jeffrey Dahmer was bad? You think guys like Ted Bundy? I mean, these guys are like the freaking Easter Bunny compared to what, you know, these serial killer so-called abortion doctors and nurses and these organizations like Planned Parenthood, what the United States of America has facilitated. The absolute murder of life and infants. That is a Luciferian attack. And that has been an act of global subversion and global cultural globalism as well, because it's a deterioration of morality to get people to not even think that that's a human life, to get people to not even think about the fact that that is a baby in the womb that has the potential to live a life outside of the womb that can feel pain, that can feel fear, that I believe, because when you watch some of these abortions that are practiced on women that are just straight up murder, you see the baby squirming in the womb, the baby's fighting away the utensils, and then the baby gets its head crushed. It's demonic. It's satanic, right? But again, that's an attack on the pillar, one of the foundational pillars that's being subverted. Be fruitful, multiply. God has encouraged mankind to do that. God has encouraged mankind to be fruitful and to multiply. That's the blueprint. Heterosexually, homosexuals can't do that. Like, all right, it's never going to happen. It must be done heterosexually. But the total slaughter of life, God is life. God loves life. God has created life. God is a defender of the innocent. God encourages the visitation of orphans and to make sure that you have that heart that he does as well. So this issue of abortion, God, before, like, there are several verses before you knew me before I was even in the womb. You shaped me. You created me while I was inside. Like, you knew my entire being, my inward parts while I was an infant. God is involved. God is totally involved with that. And that's a tampering with God's design. And there will be a punishment for that as well. But of course, Satan has to get in because he wants to be God and be above God. This is the globalist mindset. So that will be ushered into humanity and be normalized so that people accept. You guys do realize in the United States of America, we have openly tolerated and normalized the act of murder. Just because it's inside the womb, somehow that's okay. And also they want to do it outside the womb. But there's another example. And everybody knows. Everybody knows, even when it comes to our financial institutions. Look how closely we are being pushed further and further. And I'm not saying that technology is satanic. Okay, I'm not saying that any form of technology is coming from, you know, the devil. Not like the Water Boy's mom. Like, everything's the devil. Vicky Valancourt is the devil. You're like, technology is the devil. Like, no, dude. It can be used by the devil, but it's not the devil. But look at our current age and state of technology and how it's being weaponized. It is being harnessed for a technocracy, an authoritarian, futuristic, fascist regime. All AI-driven, all hive mind, grid-driven, cloud-driven. But what is that infrastructure meant for? I would argue biblically, you see, again, in the book of Revelation, when the Antichrist is on the scene, they will cause, it will be a one-world religion, a one-world militarized system, where you must take the mark of the beast in the right arm or the forehead as an act of worship, of pledging your allegiance and obedience to him as God. That is what the mark of the beast is about. And if you don't, you lose your head, you get killed, and you don't get access into the economy. Because he, as God, will attempt to perform an all sovereign, this is the police state, an all sovereign act of dominance by pulling your essentials of life, water, buy, sell, trade, food, be able to have a job, be able to be in the economy, be able to make money. No, he as an act of satanic sovereignty, and I think it will be used with technology, with AI, you name it, cloud technology, to be able to surveil and enforce this across the entire world. You don't take the mark, well, you get pulled out of the economy. You can't survive. You'll just die. You don't want to worship me as God? Well, then you'll just die. Either we'll go decapitate you, or you will not be able to survive, you and your family. Does that sound familiar? You see, the infrastructure already exists. The technology is there. And in my personal biblical belief, I believe that that is all wrapped into the culture. It's the cultural globalism to get us to accept these grids, to get us away from physical currency, get dependent on digital currency. So then they come in with a cashless society. Even our economy is wrapped up in this Luciferian globalist antichrist takeover that will take place. Does that mean we don't fight and push back? No, we do. Because God calls us to fight and expose and resist evil at all times. But you got to be really paying attention. And like Alex said in the third hour, you're going to really see who is who. You're going to really see who is who. The masks will come off. All right, guys, War Room is coming up next. After this break, do not...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Please.